Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register, 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
Well, live and feeder cattle contracts should open moderately higher this morning, supported by residual buying and some ideas of cash stability. Similarly, we should see hog futures opening with a firm undertone today, boosted by follow-through buying and the premium status of the cash index. Well, look for a typically quiet Tuesday in the cattle country, with both bids and asking prices still very poorly defined. Having said that, we expect that short-bought packers will have to shop earlier given last week's smaller trade volume totals and the need to fund relatively large beef orders booked late month. Live and feeder futures opening moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and further short covering. Look for the hog buyers to stick with their defensive strategy of procurement this week. Need to say, the country's generous flow of ready hogs so far this spring makes the chore of covering short-term slaughter needs relatively easy. This week's total kill will be somewhat smaller, but only because of the Easter holiday. Now, on grains, the corn futures posted their biggest one-day gain in more than a week yesterday on apparent short covering triggered by talk that wet fields may delay the start of planting and by a sale of old crop corn to unknown destinations. Soybeans finished about unchanged yesterday, while wheat advanced after better-than-expected weekly export sales. Now, on the wheat markets, they were higher, with winter wheat posting the best gains. Short covering may have been in play after last week's CFTC report showed an increase in short positions by funds. The world has plenty of wheat right now, and the average trade estimate in the Bloomberg survey favors an increase in Tuesday's report of global wheat ending stocks from the March report. The corn futures had their best gain in a week amid talk that wet fields in the Midwest likely urged shorts to buy back some positions. Also, Friday's CFTC report showed funds had bought back some short positions during the week ending on April 4th. We're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Well, live cattle futures, April up 105 at 121.10. June was up 50 cents at 112.30. April feeder cattle up 155 at 135.30. And May was up 150 at 135.37. May hogs up 35 at 69.35. And June was up 50 cents at 73.27. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May was up 3¾ at 425.5. And July was up 4 cents at 438.25. Chicago wheat, May was up 4¾ at 428¾, and July was up 5½ cents at 441¾. May corn up 7½ at 367. The July was up 7¼ at 374½. May soybeans down 0.25 at 941¾, and July was unchanged at 953¼. May cotton's up 39, 75.54, and the July's up 22 at 77.03. Crude oil for May was down 10, 52.98. June down 11, 53.37. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.